Get home advice from the guy who does it right. Back to The Fix-It Show with Mr. Fix-It Tom Faza on 620 WTMJ.
Pretty interesting. New numbers indicate one group of Americans in particular seeing a spike in drinking. Home inspectors. No, that's
not.
John McCure says the answer might surprise you. He's going to have the story Monday right after Brewers baseball. Brewers baseball. Wisconsin's afternoon news. Opening day Monday. How about that? 744 at 620 WTMJ. Fix-It Show with Tom Faza is on the air. You are a geek for this kind of stuff, aren't you?
Oh, I am. Danny's talking. Well, off the air, Sean and I were talking about recycling shingles, asphalt shingles. So, and you'll take asphalt shingles, and then you return them into pavement.
I mean, we pull all the nails out. When we grind them up, after they're ground, they go across a magnet, and we pull out all the nails and all the other metals. So we come up with a lot of aluminum, steel, other products that we recycle in getting to that end product of the shingles. But it's a pretty fascinating process to watch them do it.
Oh, you should see Tom. Tom's like, I mean,
can you imagine how noisy and dusty that is? That's like, oh,
you know what you really like is we recycle a lot of concrete as well, and you would not. I could sit there all day and watch them throw that concrete into the crusher, and it's amazing what they
throw
in there.
You're such a boy.
And you see this great finished product come out the other end that we reuse for base material. But you know, it's like a treasure hunt. It's like, what are they going to throw in there next?
I love it. When my boys were young, we had all these series of videos, and it was just like construction stuff. It was like blowing things up, right? Or grinding things. It's never left you, has it?
No. It's kind of fun. I do enjoy that part of my job.
Sean Wolf from Wolf Paving is here. We got him till 8. So if you got a question, Acunet Mortgage, talk and text line 414-799-1620. Dave in West Bend texted, and he says, what's the average life of asphalt sealant?
Asphalt sealant. So we talked a little bit earlier about how often to do it, when to start doing it. That's really a tough one. It depends on exposure to the sun and rain and everything else. But you want to let that sealer wear off before you apply another coat. So, you know, some depends how it was applied in the first place. It could be looking at some dry areas after a year. You could be waiting 3 years to apply your next coat. So, but you really want to let it wear down because you don't want to let it build up too thick by reapplying it.
Okay. And then the cool thing about your paving company, Wolf Paving, is that it's been a family operation for 75 years.
Yep.
Danny and I love all those companies like that, which means you got the knowledge and experience and you got people who know what's going on.
Yeah, a lot of dedicated long-term employees.
Well, you know, the other end of the scale, remember what were those guys called, the Travelers? They'd go around and they'd say they were going to seal somebody's driveway and they just put like black paint down.
Yeah,
right? That's one. You're never going to see them again. The Wolf, you know, you guys have been around 75 years.
Yeah, that's an important thing to consider when you're looking at a contractor, is you want a contractor that's going to be there if you have a problem. So if you get a fly-by-night guy coming through town giving you a great deal, that's great, but where are you going to turn to if you have a problem? Because they're probably off to the next city, you know, when you do have some issues.
Because somebody's looking for them in the last city.
Well, and there's still fly-by-night guys around. I got involved in one of those trying to help a lady out who this guy just came up and gave her a fantastic deal, and then she couldn't get a hold of him anymore, and it was just a mess.
Yep,
he just made a total mess and had to get paid up front kind of thing. And
yep, we see that in our industry too. You'll see people come through and, they call us to come fix their problem that they just paid to have done. Yeah.
So is there a fourth generation of Wolves getting ready for this?
We'll see.
We'll see. Okay.
Yeah, my daughter's 20 years old. She doesn't have much interest in asphalt. But my brother,
I can't imagine a 20-year-old. Well, why?
My brother's got three young boys.
Okay.
I think 14, 11, and 9. 14, 12,
okay.
And 9. He's going to kill me because I don't know that. But those little boys, you know, they love running around the quarry and playing on the sand pile. So there might be some interest there. He's a little bit younger than I am.
I know another boy that wants to do that. That's Tom Faza.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Well, what is the – it seems that there's been there's a real art and a science to getting a lot to drain properly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I saw it. Yep. I saw it up at my place at Capco Metal Stamping. I mean, to get it to run into the storm drain is – and it – they didn't used to really do that very well, did they?
Well, you know, there's a lot of technology now that helps us do that.
Okay.
We have,
you know, you could say you're
GPS
just artisans.
Units,
right.
Lasers and everything to set grade now that we didn't have, you know, 20, 30 years ago. Even a lot of our equipment is equipped with GPS control. So you can input a set of plans for a parking lot, and the grader or the dozer that's leveling out the gravel will pretty much take care of itself across there.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, cool. It's come a long ways.
Final segment is on the way. If you want to jump on, Acunet Mortgage Talk and text line is 414-799-1620. This is the Fix-It Show. Sean Wolf from Wolf Paving is here, and they are at 262-965-2121. Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
If you can't find the plumbing part you need, see the big guys at Plumbing Parts Plus. They carry a full line of fixtures and faucets specializing in hard-to-find parts the big box stores just don't handle. At Plumbing Parts Plus, you'll find fixtures from Mansfield, Gerber, Total, and brand names like Kohler, Moen, Delta, and more. So if you have any questions, do what I do. See the big guys at Plumbing Parts Plus. They're at 76th and Bloit in the Westwood Shopping Center next to Rapina's. Or call them at 321-8570. That's 321-8570. At Plumbing Parts Plus, they can stop that drip. And since you're right next door to Rapina's Fine Food, take advantage of the great weekly specials. Treat yourself to great ribs, beef tenderloin or sausages, or Rapina's Deli. Check out Rapina's new in-house grill for great flame-broiled burgers. Pick up a bottle of Rapina's own secret seasoning for beef, pork, or chicken. Through tomorrow only, fresh Atlantic salmon portions, their plain lemon rubbed pepper or garlic or a herb rub. And they're $9.99 a pound. That's lemon pepper or lemon pepper rub, garlic, and herb rub. Sounds good. Yeah, pigs in a blanket. Breakfast sausage wrapped in thin sliced top round. They're $5 or $5 per pack at $5.98 a pound. Soup chickens are $1.99 a pound. That's Rapina's, 76th and Beloit Road in West Allis.
It's a competitive real estate market. And with that, you need an expert to market your home so that it sells fast. And most importantly, at a great price. Here's the deal. At Benefit Realty, you get all of the expertise you'll find with a 6% broker, and many times even more. But you get it for less. 3.5 to 3.9% real estate commission. At the end of the day, that saves you a bundle. So why pay more? This is Angela Calais with Benefit Realty, where we'll make your move simple and affordable. Benefit-realty.com. Here's the truth about marketing your home online. If your home is on the MLS website, it's going to be listed on every online home marketing website out there. And when you agree to a full service listing with Benefit Realty, your home will be there too, to make sure every online shopper gets a chance to see it. Get full service, expert real estate services, and marketing, all at only 3.5 to 3.9% commission. This is Angela Calais with Benefit Realty, where we'll make your move simple and affordable. Benefit-realty.com.
Hi, folks. This is Hank Albert, owner of BBC Lighting. Now that spring has arrived, it's time to start thinking about sprucing up your home with the newest lighting styles. And at BBC, we have them all. We have all the latest styles from all the best manufacturers. At my showroom, you'll see the finest crystal chandeliers, Tiffany-style lamps, hundreds of ceiling fans, and every new lighting innovation. And our prices are the lowest. I personally guarantee it. If it's lampshades or repairs you need, we do that too. Trade in your old shades and get an extra 20% off. There's something for everyone at BBC, including antiques, collectibles, fun for the kids, and our famous free popcorn. BBC is open every day and conveniently located at 20th and St. Paul Avenue, across from Sobelman's near the Pottawatomie Casino.
For some time, he'd worn hearing aids, and overall, the story was good. He's been generally pleased with his devices, comfortable wearing them, and his hearing was satisfactory. However, Michael still had trouble hearing his granddaughter's voice. And in places like restaurants, he was challenged. And he couldn't help wondering if his hearing really was the best it could be. The highest level of expertise coupled with the latest innovations bridged the gap between hearing better and hearing your best. And that's why Michael came to Advent. I'm Dr. Gwen Candula. At the Advent Hearing Center, we use a thorough medical approach, have doctors of audiology with years of experience, and offer the most advanced hearing technology available to do everything we can to get you back to living your best life. So don't wonder if you're missing out. Call Advent to hear your best and live better.
Call 414-375-2116.
Advanced ear, nose, and throat specialists.
Advent.md.
No.
Nobody sells for less than Lynch.
LynchMaquanago.com.
WTMJ and WTMJ HD Milwaukee is News Radio 620 WTMJ.
Leaky pipe? Mr. Fix-It to the rescue. You're listening to The Fix-It Show with Tom Faza on 620 WTMJ.
754, 37 degrees at 620 WTMJ. Nice to see the sun today. Sunny, pleasant, a little cooler at the lake. 56 inland, down to 35 tonight, about 57 tomorrow. Some rain moves in after 5, which is going to mess up Wolf Paving's Monday. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Thanks.
Sean Wolf of Wolf Paving. All right, so what does rain do to your biz? I mean,
The base preparation is probably the biggest and one of the most important things about laying that asphalt, and we really need some nice dry weather to dry the ground up. Everything's pretty muddy and wet yet, and we don't want to pave over a mud puddle. So,
okay. And when you do a base, it's just one type of rock or stone, or it's a combination? It's heavier, thinner, lighter?
Yeah, it depends what we're doing. That's a very good question. If you're going through a wet, really wet area, we might even put some fabric down, some construction fabric on the bottom. Maybe a 3-inch clear stone over that, to really kind of lock together, and then probably finish it off with either 1.25 inch crushed or 3/4 inch crushed fine gravel with all the fines and everything else in it. There's other times if you got a good base, you could just put down the 3/4 inch gravel, just 10 inches thick. So every sub base is a little different.
And when you say 3-inch stone, you're talking a stone that's about a 3-inch size.
If we've got a really soft area, we'll put a 3-inch clear stone, and they're 3 inches in diameter. You see them in the ditch sometimes where they use it for drainage to keep
And so sometimes that'll be broken up concrete.
That's where Sean gets his. He stops and gets them out of the ditch.
Picking them up one rock at a time.
I mean,
a while, but we get a pile up eventually.
So you're what, mid 30s, 40s, maybe?
I just turned 50.
December,
yeah.
Looking good. Hey, you grew up in the business. I mean, do you like just eat and sleep, dream paving?
Yes.
I would think, right? There's probably not a road you can't drive on that is like, okay, well, I would have done that different.
We go down the road, and my wife is looking at houses, and I'm looking straight down at the, as we're driving along, I'm looking straight down at the road looking for a pothole or a crack, and, who should I be calling to get this fixed? Yeah. It's hard to get me to look up once in a while.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's good. That's good stuff. That's guy stuff.
Well, right? And let me tell you, a nice asphalt drive that's got, if you've got the distance, a nice little curve to it, I love. Yep. Except when I got to back out of.
Exactly. Well, we'll widen it out for you.
Right. Okay. Wolf Paving story again. Why don't you tell us if people have just joined us. I just love this.
Yeah, this is this is our 76th year now. Last year we just finished our 75th. We crossed that hurdle. Third generation paving company. Been around the area. Started out in Oconomowoc in the early 1940s. So we're here for all your needs, and give us a call. We'll come out and take a look at any project you've got.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Okay, and we're talking about asphalt paving, and then you manufacture the product also.
Yes, we do. Yeah,
and
we do.
Part of that's recycling roof shingles, asphalt, concrete.
Yeah, and, Max and I were going through the numbers last night. We probably recycle about 40,000 tons of roofing shingles a year, and you're probably looking at a couple hundred thousand tons of concrete and asphalt combined. We're probably creeping up on 250,000 to 300,000 tons of material recycled a year.
Wow.
It's diverted from the landfill.
So how's your driveway into your plant? Is that in pretty good shape with all that weight?
It takes a beating. But luckily I know a guy that can patch it up every day.
You do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. That's fantastic. Good. How do we get a hold of you?
Give us a call at 262-965-2121, or even a better way is to go to our website at wolfpaving.com. There's all kinds of information there for you if you're thinking about doing a driveway. You can do your research right off our website.
Cool. I hope you have a great season. Thanks,
Sean. Thanks.
Sean Wolf, Wolf Paving. Tom Faza, thank you very much. We'll be back with another hour. The Culligan guys are in after 8 o'clock. Fix-It Show brought to you by Plumbing Parts Plus, Rapina's Fine Foods, All Parts, Siding Unlimited, and J&B Construction.
This has been the Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are those of the host or guests, and not WTMJ Radio or Scripps Media Incorporated.